In the troubled South American nation of Venezuela, a tale of two marches. One by women dressed in white shirts. They were part of a crowd of thousands in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas, the white color meant to call for peace and mourn the victims of the recent violence in the country. One demonstrator said their message was for the Venezuelan government, that the people didn't want any more, quote, repression, clashes, blood, or injured. She called on government forces to stop shooting. In another part of the capital, red shirts, people marching in support of the government and its president, Nicolas Maduro. He blames those who oppose him of trying to stage a coup, and he says they have the support of the U.S. Dozens of people have died in the country recently, some killed in demonstrations supporting or opposing the government, some in acts of vandalism that have taken place during the unrest. The United Nations says the Venezuelan government's heavy-handed response and attempts to quiet the opposition have made the nation's problems worse. It's seen its largest protests in years, and its people's financial struggles, their inability to get food, medicine, groceries, diapers, it's all fuel for an unstable and unpredictable environment.
Scenes of pitched battles repeated across the country over the last 5 weeks, killing at least 35 people and injuring more than 700, as the opposition takes to the streets almost daily to protest against President Nicolas Maduro, accusing him of imposing a dictatorship. President Maduro remains defiant.
The people must decide if they want war or they want peace. In the next weeks, we will have elections. You wanted elections? Have them.
But instead of the regional elections demanded by the opposition, Maduro has called for elections to create a constituent assembly that could, among other things, rewrite the constitution. Critics at home and abroad say it's a blatant power grab as Maduro's popularity dwindles.
It will be worse for the country in all ways. The financial crisis will worsen, and socially there will be more hunger.
Once the richest country in Latin America with vast oil reserves, these are the images that you now find on the streets of Caracas. Families digging through the trash. Adriana Sanchez cleans houses, but says she can't afford food for her two children. With inflation of 800% last year and more than 80% of families living in poverty, many, like Jose Godoy, an unemployed construction worker, are digging for scraps.
There are thousands of us looking through the trash to eat. Thousands, not one of us or two or four. There are thousands who are on the streets looking for something to eat to survive.
The situation at supermarkets is hardly better. Endless lines and empty shelves. One of the main reasons Venezuelans are taking to the streets.